when Pope Francis does come to town, one of the interpreters translating his words into sign language will be Victor Caluso. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the Camden native was connected to Pope Francis long before he got this assignment.
In 2002, Victor Colazo's wife, Noreen, died of a sudden heart arrhythmia. Colazo is Catholic, but says right then he lost his faith.
I was 29, she was 24, and I just didn't understand what happened.
And it stayed that way for 11 years until a little-known cardinal from Argentina was elected pope and emerged from the balcony of St. Peter's Square as the new head of the Catholic Church.
As an interpreter, as an American Sign Language interpreter, we really focus on facial expression and body language. And when I first saw him, even before he spoke, I just connected for some reason, and I couldn't understand it.
Colazo credits Pope Francis with getting him back on the road to religion and says that's what makes this assignment so special. Colazo will be one of several sign language interpreters for the Pope's speech on Independence Mall. Because he speaks Spanish, the Archdiocese also asked him to be ready if Pope Francis decides to wade into the crowd and meet the faithful one-on-one.
Every time I see the Holy Father travel to a country or give a speech or, you know, interacting with the average person, it says a lot to people, because he seems to be more in tuned with the average man.
Colazo was one of eight children born to Puerto Rican parents in Camden. He went to Holy Name Elementary School, Camden Catholic High School in Cherry Hill, and graduated from Rutgers Camden. He now lives in Arizona, managing a team of American Sign Language interpreters. Friends and family will be watching TV coverage of the Pope's visit to see if they can spot Colazo, but he says his parents will be looking for something else. When they heard who he'd be translating for, they asked their son to get Pope Francis to bless two strings of rosary beads. Colazo is cautiously optimistic he can deliver.
I told him, I said, you know, you have to understand, I'm going to be interpreting, I'm going to be using my hands, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to reach out and you know, have hit the Holy Father bless two rosaries, but I will. I'll have those rosaries in my pocket, and if I have the opportunity, I definitely will ask the Holy Father.
Colazo will also be interpreting several songs during the evening musical performances. He says he's been practicing for 2 hours every day. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.